Ja, was sag ich? Shalom. Okay, Bez Hashem, today will be the last year before Rosh Hashanah. Bez Hashem on Thursday, we'll have a shir, plus Bez Hashem Chumash shir, Parshas Vayelech. And then the following week we have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then we have the Bein Hazmanim, Yom Kippur Sukkos. And please sign up for Simchas Torah still. Rabbi Graber is going around with the list. So please, we want to encourage everyone who can come to come. It's a very nice time to be together, Rechabura. So please sign up to come. Okay. What I'd like to discuss today, perhaps halacha, maybe a little agada at the end, is the mitzvah of tkiyah shofar, but more so its relationship to the Shmoneh Esrei. Relationship to the Shmoneh Esrei. As you know, Rav Shechter always says over from Rav Soloveitchik, tkiyah shofar is very unique, that it's like the only mitzvah that we do in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Like, when do we do a mitzvah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? The middle of Shemoneh Esrei is Amidah Lefnei HaMelech. You don't do mitzvahs in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And the idea that Rav Shechter said over from the Ramban, could be Rav Soloveitchik said this, that as we know that shofar, based on the Gemara, is not just a mitzvah. Shofar is tefillah. As Rav Shechter says, Tefillah Shal Demaos. Because shofar is basically the sound of somebody crying. And we know that Shari Demaos Lo Ninolo, that we're not necessarily on that madrega that we cry during our davening. We're not necessarily on that madrega. But at least the shofar is some type of crying like HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the davening. And the Gemara says, "Kevin lezikaron kufnayv lefnim." It's yala zechranenu lefnei Hashem leratzon. It's a type of supplication. It's not just a mitzvah. And that's how Rav Shechter explained, from I think, based on Ramban, from Rav Soloveitchik, the idea of shofar in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And yet, there's another idea. And this we'll have to see about, is tkiyah shofar supposed to be done in the silent Shemoneh Esrei as well? How many of you in your shuls blow in the silent Shemoneh Esrei? Okay. So we'll have to see, where does that come from? Yes, blowing in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, not blowing in the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Oh, so I'd like to show you a beautiful mahalach, the Sefer Knaf Renona. probably never heard of that Sefer, but it's nonetheless a beautiful mahalach. And to answer up two very difficult Rashis. Two difficult Rashis that Rashi seemingly missed a Gemara, which is it's not plausible. Especially, it's a Gemara that, everyone knows. It's not one of these, not that Rashi didn't know every Gemara. But this is a Gemara, he can't be that he missed. So let's see. The Pasuk says in Pashas Emor, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor, Bachodesh Hashvi, Becha Lachodesh, Yelachem, Shabosom Zichron Trua Mikra Kodesh. Chol Melechas Avodo Lo Sasu, Vikraftem Yishel Hashem. So Zichron Truah. Now the word Zichron Truah, you all know in your Machzor that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't say Yom Truah, we say Zichron Truah. Why? Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, how do you know that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar? Because one pasuk says Yom Truah, and one pasuk says Zichron Truah. So Yom Truah means you actually blow. Zichron Truah just means you remember it. but you don't actually blow. So the Gemara says, "Kam b'Rosh Hashanah shechal yos b'chol, kam b'Rosh Hashanah shechal yos b'Shabbos." And then the Gemara goes ahead and rejects it, because the Gemara says, it's, if that's the pshat, that it's based on psukim, so then it's a din daraisa not to blow on it. And therefore, but the Mishnah says that they blew in the Mikdash. So it's not plausible that they would violate a Nisa daraisa. They would violate a Nisa daraisa in the Mikdash. That's not plausible. So Mamela, it must be that the whole thing is only Drabanan, Gzeira, Shemi Arvivenu, Dalaramas, Bishus Arabi. Yet, in the Yerushalmi, that Sukkim Stelum Maskana. And the Yerushalmi has a different interpretation. So, how could they blow in the Mikdash if it's a Daraisa? So, the Yerushalmi answers because the Pasuk of Yom Trua is in Pinchas by where it says, Vehikravt him. And therefore, you learn from there that B'makom Hakrova, it's always a Yom Trua. So either we follow the Havamina of the Bavli, like Rav Shechter said, the Havamina of the Bavli or the Maskana of the Yerushalmi in the Davening. That we one posted Yom Truah, one when Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'chol, and Zichron Truah we say Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. However, if you look in Rashi and Chumash says Zichron Truah, what does that mean? Psukei Zichronos u Psukei Shofros. Lizkor Lehem Akedis Yishlach Shekorav Tachta of Isle. That the Zichron Truah is to mention the Psukim of Zichronos and Shofros, Malchios, mention the themes on Rosh Hashanah. The Zichron Truah. So the Pashit Pshat and Rashi is that's what the Pasuk means. That the Pasuk in Pinchas Yom Truah means to blow the shofar. Zichron Truah means to mention the psukim. So the Ramban on Chumash says, what's going on here? According to Rashi, it should come out that the psukim are daraisa. But it can't be, because there's a Beferish Gemara that says the psukim are derabbanan. Where's that Beferish Gemara? And this is the Gemara that they accuse Rashi of being difficult from. If you take a look on page 15, somebody pointed out to me it's also page 13, same page, but okay. What can you do sometimes? Extra tree. Okay. On page 15, on the bottom. Mitzvah betokim, with the second arrow. Mitzvah betokim, yosem menavorchim. It's a bigger mitzvah to tkia shofar, more than the bracha. Ketzad, shtei ayaros. Ba'achas Tokin and Ba'achas Mevorchim. You have two cities. In one city, they blow shofar. In other words, in one city, they have a great Bal Tokeya who can blow shofar, but they don't have anyone who could say Shmon Esrei. I mean, they don't, meaning, Bisman and Gemara, they didn't have Machzorim. They certainly didn't have the Art School Machzor, but they didn't have Machzorim at all. So basically, you had one person who knew the Shmon Esrei Baal Peh, who the shots, and he would say it on behalf of everybody. But this city doesn't have a shots. So this city, it's known that there will not be a recitation of the Shmon Esrei. But if you go there, you'll hear shofar blowing. The other city, they'll have what? They'll have somebody who could say the Shmon Esrei, but there's no Bal Tokeya. So which one do you go to? So the Gemara says, you go to the one to hear shofar. Holchim l'makom shetokim, vein holchim l'makom shemevarchim. So the Gemara says, pshita, isn't that pashut? Hadaraisa hadarabanan. Shofar is a daraisa. Shmon Esrei is only darabanan. So of course, if you have a choice of doing a daraisa or doing a drabbanon, shouldn't it be obviously that you do a daraisa? So the Gemara says no. You know what the chiddush is? Lo tzricha the afal gav the havadai v'hasafek. Then no, the story is like this. There's one city that has a crackerjack bal tefila, and you will definitely be yotze shmon esrei. The other city may have a bal tokeya, but may have nothing. They may have a bal tokeya. That's the shmur. They may get a bal tokeya. So which one do you go to? So do you say be conservative and go to the one at least you'll get a shmon esrei in? The other way, you might not get anything. No. So the chiddush is that a vaday daraisa beats out, a sofek daraisa rather, beats out a vaday darabon. In other words, go for the shofar. Go for the shofar. Go and you might not get it, but that's what you're supposed to do. Try to get the shofar by all means. And if you miss out on the, even though you might get nothing. But that's more important than trying to get the witch of Mikolo, the Rabbanon, the Vade Rabbanon. But what do you see clearly from this Gemara that the brachas are only the Rabbanon? So that's the Ramban's Ha'ara. Back to the Ramban Al Chumash. Take a look. On page 2 on the bottom. This whole thing that Zichron Trua means the psukim, that's only an asmachta. Because Mefurash Amru, Hochlem Mochem Shatokim, Ain Hochlem Mochem Shemavachim, Shita Hadaraisa Hadarabanam, Lutzricha, Tafagav the Havade Vahasafik. So Rashi's a little difficult. That he's teaching up Zichron Trua to mean the psukim, which would perhaps indicate that the psukim of daraisa doesn't stim well. That's the first point. So what does zichron trua mean then? Says the Ramban. Aval zichron trua kamo yom trua. Zichron trua means the same thing as yom trua. Zichron trua means to blow the shofar. So why is it zichron? No, zichron means yoma shenariya b'yom hazev yelanu lizikaron lefnei Hashem. What it means is to blow shofar. And as a result of our blowing shofar, Hashem will remember us. The word zikr true means the true will cause the zikaron. But it's basically the same idea of blowing shofar. And that's how the Ramban explains. So we have to understand Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Now let me show you another Rashi. Let's go page 13 or 15, whichever one you like. Look on page 13. That's, even though 15 is the same thing. 13 is where I bracketed this part of the Gemara. I'll look on page 13.
Tana Rabbanan. Tkiya say ma'akvu zuzu, bracha say ma'akvu zuzu. Tkiya su bracha shal Rosh Hashanah ve Yom Kippur ma'akvus. So, tkiya and brachos, Rashi explains on a tainus, they used to have a longish. We don't have these Shmon Esreis, longer Shmon Esreis and Taniyas, you know, with added brachas. They used to have them. And they used to blow blow also. So, Ein Makvu Zuzu means if you have the Shmon Esrei and the Tainis and you can't blow the, you know, whatever you have to blow, Shofar, Chatzotzos, whatever it is, it's still okay. But in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, Ma'akvos. So what does that mean? Says Rashi. Brachas da alma gontaniyas ein makvus in birach v'lo taka.
meaning like this. Normally, by a tainis, if you say the Shemoneh Esrei and you didn't blow, that's okay. But in Rosh Hashanah, they're ma'akov zozu. So you can't say the brachas without doing tokeya. They're ma'akov zozu. You cannot say the brachas without being tokeya. So Tosus is going to ask the obvious question on Rashi. The same question that the Ramban asked on Rashi ala Torah, Tosus is going to ask. Now where's this Tosus? This Tosus is not on the page. Tosus is on page 14. Before we see it inside, very simple. How could Rashi say that you can't say what? What's the obvious kasha on Rashi? What? Yeah?
So,
okay, but sometimes you have a concept that the Rabbanan can be makiv and daraisa. You do have that concept, Tosus and Sukkah, v'chule. But say even stronger, Noam? Oh.
Right? Obviously, it doesn't matter if there's a suffix or not, but like, of course you go to the place that has a tier, because even if there's brachos, for sure, and you know the other place doesn't have anything, they're equal, pretty much as that. Right?
Say it even clearer.
Like, the guy is.
Say simple. Rashi seems to say that if you don't have the tekiyas, you can't make the brachos. But that's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says one town has the brachas, doesn't have the tekiyas. The other town has the tekiyas, doesn't have the brachas. So what do you mean one town has the brachas without the tekiyas? That means that you can make the brachas even without the tekiyas. But isn't that against Rashi over here that says the brachas and tekiyas are ma'akvu zu zu? Besh, you hear? These are two very strong kashas from the same Gemara. One on Rashi and Chumash and one on Rashi and the Gemara. The Gemara says Beferish that one town, they were saying the brachas and they weren't saying the kiyas. But according to Rashi, the kiyas and brachas are ma'akiv zu zu. I understand. But the way he's interpreting this Gemara comes out that the two Gemaras are close to each other. Okay, you do have. It's not so crazy, but. It's not so mistaber that the Gemara never, you know, the Gemara never asked the kasha from one to the other. So it's not mistaber that the two sugas are sosir each other, or arguing with each other, and the Gemara never, Gemara should have asked the kasha, from one brisa to the other brisa, or something like that. So Tosus on 14. Therefore, says a different pshat in what it means tekiyas and brachas and makvu zu zu. Says Tosus. So Tosus asks the kasha on Rashi. The efshar lo markein. You see the first word in the line is efshar. Page 14 in the bottom. The bottom of the Tosus, the first word in the line is efshar. E efshar lo markein. Datanil kaman shnei ayoros brachas tokim brachas mevarchim shu holech holech lemokim shu tokim. So you have a Beferish Gemara that says that a person made the brachas and then he found the shofar. So it's mashma you can say the Shemoneh Esrei even without the shofar. So what's going on here? So Tosus says he got the wrong pshat in Tekiyas Ubrachas. And the Tekiyas Ubrachas Ma'akvu Zu Zu Hainu Shat Tekiyas Ma'akvu Zu Zu Vabrachas Ma'akvu Zu Zu Kshebeich Malchi Zichronas Veshofras Yivarach Shloshtam Olo Yivarach Klal Chein Tekiyas Shvar Mitruas Yimboki Beshloshtim Yitka Vimlav Lo Yitka. He says like this. Rashi learned Tekiyas and Brachas Ma'akvu Zu Zu that they're ma'akev each other, that there's an interrelationship between the Tekiyas and the Brachas. Tosus says that can't be true. It's against the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says Beferish. One town, they made the brachas without being tokeya. So what does it mean, tekiyas brachas makvuzu? No, it means the tekiyas amakev the tekiyas, and the brachas amakev the brachas, meaning like this. If I know Shemona Esrei, but I don't know all the brachas, I know Malchus, I know the first three brachas of Shemona Esrei because I say them every day. Malchus I know, but maybe Zichronos, Betrofus I don't know, and then I can say the last three. But I don't know the whole thing. I don't know Machlius, Zichronos, and Shofros to say all of them. So then might as well say nothing. It's all or nothing. Because you have to have a complete unit of Shemona Esrei. So you either have all or you have nothing. That's it. And the same thing by Shofar blowing. If I know how to blow Tekiyas, but I can't blow a Shvarim or a Trua, the only thing I can blow is Tekiyas. So there's no point. Because you have to blow either one unit or you blow nothing. The blow tekiyas without blowing a shvarim and a or a trua is meaningless. So therefore, then it's an issur d'rabbanan to blow shofar if you're not being yotzei the mitzvah. So it's all or nothing. It's like if I know all, so that's what it means. The tekiyas are ma'akev the tekiyas. That a tekiyah without a trua, you don't blow the tekiyah even. A malchus without zichronos, don't bother davening the malchus either. And that's how Tosis explains. But to say that there's an interrelationship, that if you have the Shemona Esrei and you don't have the brachas, you shouldn't daven the Shemona Esrei. If you know the whole Shemona Esrei, chalila, that's against the Gemara. That's how Tosis explains. So again, Rashi, the problem with Rashi. Problem with Rashi. What's Rashi saying? So we have two Rashis that are problematic. The Rashi in Chumash that seems to say that what? That Malchus Zichronos and Shofar of Doraisa is against the Gemara, because the Gemara says it's the Rabbanim. Hapshita HaDoraisa HaDorabbanim. And then this other Rashi that says that you could what? You can't, if you don't have the Tekiyas, you can't have the Brachas, is against the Gemara that says Vechatokim. So these are two Rashis against the same Gemara. Oh, now. Okay, so now let me lead you elsewhere and I'll bring you back. Okay? I want to discuss a little bit about, and then we're going to tie this in and then we're going to answer all the questions. And then everything will be understood and Rashi will be very clear. Okay? Okay? Okay. When does one blow the shofar in Shemona Esrei? So the Gemara, take a look on page 15, 13, whichever one. The Gemara says, Misha Berchan, Time Adul Havale Shofar Mikara, Havale Shofar Mikara Kishamala, say the Bracha Shamala who. Whereas the case in the Gemara was, a person didn't have a shofar, so he davens without the shofar. But if he has a shofar, then he's supposed to do it. I'll say to our brachas. So Gemara says, "I'm Shamar le Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Kam Lutzlu Amalei Lashame Ki Nehir Nalach Tekali." He says, "When you wake up, so he says, I'm sorry. He says like this." Rav Papa Bar Shmuel Kam Lutzluye. He got up to daven. Amar Leil Shame, he said to the Shamas, Ki Nehir Nalach Tekali, because he makes some type of simon that you should blow for me. Not wake up like I thought. I explained it incorrectly. Amar Leil Rava Lo Amru El Bechever Ir. Now this din of that you could blow Shemon Esrei in the middle, you blow shofar in the middle of Shemon Esrei, only said Bechever Eir, says Rashi, Chaburas Tzibur. Aval Yochid Mevarach Skul of Acharka Tokhe Teishu Tchias. So it's the only the concept of blowing shofar in Shemon Esrei is only Bechever Eir, in Betzibur. So if I'm davening B'Yechidus, so I don't, you know, I don't have a baltokeya, you know, blow in the middle. It's only bechever year. Tanya mechalkes shomu shomu al seder v'al b'seder brachos v'adur v'rim bechever year. Shalom bechever year shomu al seder v'shalom al seder brachos. So what does chever year mean? So Rashi says tzibur. So you look at the Shulte Giborim on page 16. On the bottom, the Shulkiti Givorim says the arrow, V'nir be'enai shechever ir haynu kshashatz omer tfilosu b'kol rav. The chever ir means chazar sashatz. Aval kshatzibur mispalim kolecha tfilosu b'lachash kulon yichidim hayn. So when everyone's davening the silent Shemon Esrei, that's not called chever ir. Chever ir is when there's one shatz saying it for everybody. That's called chever ir. So clearly from the Shulte Giborim, the notion of blowing Shemon Esrei is only in Chazaras HaShatz, but not in the, what you call the Shtila Shemon Esrei, not in the silent Shemon Esrei. You know, they say about Yossel Rosenblatt. Yossel Rosenblatt was one of the great Chazanim. Rabbi Rosenblatt from Riverdale is a descendant of his. So they say that certain chazanim weren't so frum, so they never used to daven the silent Shemon Esrei. They would just orate the Chazaras HaShatz. But he was frum. He used to daven the silent Shemon Esrei. He said, I should get paid extra. So I daven the silent Shemon Esrei also. Okay. Look at the Rambam, page 17. Perek Yimel Halacha Zayin. Hatzibur chayavim l'shmor at kiyas al seyda brachas. Keitzad, omer shlech tzibur over zgvur skedushos, Hashem, malchiyas v'tkei sholosh, v'om zichronis v'tol ashkei sholosh, v'om shofar v'tkei sholosh. So it's clear in the Rambam that it's only a din of the tzibur. It's only a din that the shatz. The Rambam only quotes such a halacha about doing the tkiyas shofar in Shemon Esrei only in the Chazaras HaShatz, like the Shulte Giborim. So where does this come from? So far we haven't seen anyone to say that you do it in the style of Shemon Esrei. And look in the Pesuk de Zutras as well on page 18. It says Beferish. Shem Shetoki Marim Yushav Kachtoki Marim Umar. Halacha k'Rav Shimon Gamliel b'chever ir, Yisholom Shom afilo shalol seder brachas. Klomer b'shash shliach tzibur yored, ain't tzarich l'tko b'shash tfilas lachash. Masher nogel l'tko b'lachash al eilu hamitzvas, al kayotzi b'em al kayelu shalol b'torah, shal avich v'yagetchen zin g'nech v'yomru loch. Shem Kabbalu Yisrael Dor Har Dor Hecha Yisrael Nogim Betkias Hashofar Meninu Halulov. Because we have a Masorah, how Klal Yisrael does the mitzvahs. Shalom Avichav Yagedcha. So where does it come from? So the Aruch. The Aruch is the Rishon, Rav Nosson Bal HaAruch. And he wrote a dictionary. And in the dictionary, there's a lot of Chidushei Halacha in the dictionary. So we know, he says like this, on page 19. We know first the famous Gemara. We should take a look at the Gemara, because how can you not see the Gemara on Daf Zayin? Page 8. Rav Yitzchak, Lama Tokim Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? So Rav said, what do you mean? Lama Tokim Rachmano Amar Tiku. Hashem says to blow. El Lama Miriam. Why do we blow Truas? Rachmano Amar Zichron Trua. Of course. What are you asking? Why do we blow? Hashem said to blow. El Lama Tokim Miriam Kshein Yoshvin. The Tokim Miriam Kshein Omdin. Kidei La'arbev HaSotan. Why do we have to kiss the Miyushav and then to kiss the Mumad to be Marbev the Satan? And different pshatim what that means. But we have two sets of. We have more time, we'll see what the. Pasha pshat we learned that kiss the Miyushav, the 30 to kiss in the beginning, before Musaf. And then the 30 the Mumad are in Musaf. So says the Aruch on page 19. Mikano lemeidim b'mina lama b'amida kamo shloshim b'yeshiva. So he says lamid b'diyasvi, second arrow, 30 tkiyas miyushav, lamid b'lachash, and another 30 in the silent shmon esrei, v'lamid ala seder, and another 30 in the chazar sashatz. Kenege the 100 piyos, the 100 cries, the piyosu ima de sisra. And then you have 10 more afterwards, after the Musaf. So the Aruch is the first one to mention. I mean, the Aruch we know is famous for the idea of the 100 kolos. But the way he calculates the 100 kolos is that 30 in before Musaf, 30 in the silent, 30 in the Chazar Sashatz, and 10 afterwards. So he clearly holds the concept of blowing in the silent. And then in the Sefer Pri Etz Chaim, Rav Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, also has this notion, and that's why Hasidim, who very often follow the Minhagei Ari, always blow shofar in the silent Shmon Esrei. So what does the Arizal say on page 20 from Rav Chaim Vital? So Rav Chaim Vital here gives you the kavanos that you're supposed to have. He says the 30 kolos the miyushav, you should have kavanah to bevatel yetzahar shel avodah zarah. And then the 30 kolos b'musaf balachash, see balachash, the chavein levatel yetzahar shel gilui arayos, which is done privately, gilui arayos. So it's that's connected to Shmona Esrei balachash. And Chazar Sashatz and Musaf, Levatel Yitzhar the Shvichas Domim. And the 10 kolos after Musaf, Levatel Yitzhar Shalosh and Hara. And that's the Pri Etz Chaim Rav Chaim Vital. And if you look in. So these are two sources. These are two sources that we have to blow in the silent. The Aruch and the Chaim Vital from the Arizal of Pri Etz Chaim. And in fact, the Magen Avraham doesn't like it. The Magen Avraham, page 21, quotes the Minhag, second line, Yesh Mekomos Shenogim Latkol Kishom Stalin Balachash, Bein Linkol Kein Lechatchila. He doesn't think. So what's going on here? So it seems that the the Rambam and the Shulti Giborim say not to, and we have the Aruch that says to. So the Sefer Knaf Renana, he has a pshat, and with his pshat, he's going to answer up all the problems of the world. Meaning, he's going to answer up the two difficult Rashis that we have. Right? Again, Rashi seems to say that the brachas are the raisa, but it's against the Gemara. Rashi says you can make the brachas. The Gemara seems to say you can make the brachas without blowing shofar, which is also against the Gemara. And then what's this idea of blowing in the silence of an Esrei? Okay? So are you ready for the answer? See, this is another thing that... you see, his mahalach in answering it is not something you can think about. You have to know one piece of missing information. And once you know this one piece of missing information, then perhaps everything can fall in place. Okay, you ready for this piece of missing information? So it's in the Rosh. The secret to this whole mystery lies in the Rosh. Page 22. He's going to tell you a minug of the Shtei Yeshivas, Batsur and Pumpadisa, the two prominent yeshivas in Bavel. That's Chashev, you know. Batsur and Pumpadisa, that's not just, they did something there, that's, you know. And all of Bavel, not only the Shtei Yeshivas, but in all the young Israels in the community also. They did this. What they do? Shemispali matzibu raksheva brachas v'shatz yored v'omer tesha. That the concept of this nine musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So we all know the nine brachas. They're the three beginning brachas, the three end brachas, and in the middle is kedushas hayom together with malchus, and then zichronos and shofar. So it's 3, 3, 3. It's nine brachas. So the Rosh said, and the Rosh doesn't like this minhag in the end, but he admits he can't argue with the facts. But there was this minhag that when everyone davened the silent Shmona Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, they just said the regular Yontif Dika seven brachas Shmona Esrei. The first three, the last three, and the middle was Mikadish Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. The concept of having Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros in the middle of Shmon Esrei was only a din in the Shatz. Only a din in the Chazaras HaShatz. And then in the Rosh, at the end, he doesn't like it. Lo Ivanti had Devarim Halalu. Because once there was the Takana of Tes Brachas, so shouldn't that be in the, you know, when do we have such a thing? But nonetheless, that was the minute. So let me tell you now how this is going to answer all the problems of life. Okay? Ready? And then you can see it inside. You holding on?
Hold
on. Kislowski?
Hold
on. Rashi holds that Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros is the Raisa. Rashi holds, if you don't have a shofar, you can't say Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. Those are two shittas of Rashi. Is it against the Gemara? No. You know why? Because the Gemara of Echa Tokim ve'Echa Mevarchim doesn't necessarily mean they were Mevarchim, Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofros. It means in one community they had shofar. The other community, they don't have shofars, so they couldn't say Malchias, Zichronos, and Shofars. So, but they could still say a Shmon Esrei of what? Of seven. Even the Shatz could say of seven. So that's Pshat of the Gemara. Now everything is clear. The Gemara that says Echad Tokim Ve'Echad Mevarchim, according to Rashi, means in one community they blew shofar, in another community they didn't have shofar, so they couldn't do Malchus Zichronos to shofars and Chazaros Hashatz, so they had a Chazaros Hashatz of a regular seven bracha Shemon Esrei. So when the Gemara says Hadaraisa Hadarabanan, of course it's only the Rabbanan, because brachas are the Rabbanan. The rice is only the Malchus Zichronos and shofars. So Mamela what? They couldn't. Mamela, it's not a problem. First question. Rashi says Malchus Zichronos, Rashi and Chumash. Malchus Zichronos and shofars are the Raisa. The Gemara says it's the Rabbanan. Yeah, because the Gemara is talking about what? Without Malchus Zichronos and shofars. And according to the second Rashi, it's Muchrach to say that. Because if you don't have a shofar, you can't say Malchus Zichronos and shofars. You can't say those brachas. It's not that you can't say any brachas. Why should you be able to say any brachas? The brachas that you can't say are the Malchus Zichronos and shofars. So that's Rashi Shita. Ah, you're saying it's against the Gemara? No, it's not against the Gemara. Because the Gemara's not talking about saying Malchus Zichronos and shofars. The Gemara's talking about just saying a seven brachas Shmon Esrei. So those two Gemaras, that one Gemara rather, is not against the two Rashis. Because that one Gemara is talking about a seven brachas Shmon Esrei. So seven brachas Shmon Esrei is the Rabbanan, Lekuli Alma. And the Tekiyas and Amakev the seven brachas Shmon Esrei. Because when they say the Tekiyas and Amakev the brachas, the Amakev the brachas of Malchus Zichronos and shofars. Oh. So Memela, the two questions of Rashi are Miyushev. Now, Rabbi said, listen carefully. Now we understand the minhag to blow in the silence Shmon Esrei. Why? According to Shitas Rashi. We don't understand the Rambam as it doesn't hold from it, and the Shulchan Gibor, but the Aruch does. And now explain according to Shitas Rashi. Because our minhag clearly is that what? We say a full nine brachas Shmon Esrei, even what? Even the silent Shmon Esrei. And according to Shitas Rashi, you can't say the nine brachas unless what? Unless there's a shofar. So then you have to blow a shofar in the silent Shmon Esrei. And hence the minhag of blowing the shofar in the silent Shmon Esrei. Mail it to me, you should. Huh? Let's see inside. In the Knaf Ranana. Take a look at the Knaf Ranana. On page 23. Okay. The MS left side, near the Das Rashi, Kiminig Yeshivas Bavo. The Das Rashi is like the Minig of Yeshivas Bavo. Shehevi Atur. The Balachish Mispal Matsiba Sheva, Vachakach Shats Yorin Lefnei Ateva, Mispal Tesha. Farosh Mesov Rosh Hashanah Tomalze. He didn't like it. Avaldover Posher, the Savri Tkias Ma'akvis as a Brachas. Visovru came into Kias, I'll say the Brachas Bechever Ear. And what's pshat in the minhag bovel, says the Knaf Ranana, because since they didn't blow, meaning now we have to understand the minhag of the Bnei Bovel, since they didn't blow in the silent Shmon Esrei, so b'meila, that's why they couldn't say Malchus Zichronos and Shofars. Understand? That's why they didn't do it. They only blew in the... So that's his next point. We who do say the nine should also blow. So Avru came into Ktias al Seda Brachas Bechever Yir Shonu Kedisa V'yochidin Maspik Letko Bebrachas Aishom Magdin. Yeah, Imkein Hayochid V'chein Atzim Bebalachas Bepalim Rak Sheva came into Ktias Ma'akvin Fiza Hadu Shtei Ayoros Bachas Tokim V'chans Mevorachim Ashalom Asher Mevorachim Sheva V'kach Omer De Brachas De Rabbanon came to Oino Omer Zichronus V'shofros Eichiv Lomar Malchias Kibur B'gumara Vedaflam at base. Yeah, came to Kibbis of Kronos, Chayv Lomar Hamalchios. Came to Seuda Raisa. Paul Sheva, he could hold Fiola de Rabbanan. Fiza Dafkat Kis Makvin Habrochas. Fiomar Rabbi Kivi Menu Tokel, Malchus Lamaskia, Habrochas Vada in Makvazat Kios. Kach dikta rashka, b'brachos tkiyas makim, shpish, and birchu l'klocha. So b'meila, now everything is miyushav. The b'meila Rashi held like that, and b'meila two Rashi's miyushav, and b'meila the minhag, and that's what he writes here on page 24, take a look. V'nire detam minhagenu v'koa b'lachash. Why do we do it b'lachash? Ah, the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't do it. Magen Avraham says you shouldn't do it l'chatchila. So why do people do it l'chatchila? After Kosev Magen Avraham, Tein lino kein l'chatchila. Mikom okom, tein kein v'danu mispalim b'lachash teisha. So since we're that's a given. No one's going to change that b'zman hazeh. We're not going back to the minhag bavel in that way. Everyone has teisha in the lachash. Ulfi minhag ha'yeshivas tein l'spalim rak sheva havi bracha l'vatola. Aber ich tauche im Lachas lo habe brach la batola rakach shafsek mit fila mut of lich nos be khasha shafsek khasha brach la batola right because if you don't blow it could be a khasha brach la batola that's why in Bavel they didn't say the nine brachas in the still the shmon asad was they didn't blow good mala
Bavel improves approval from the mala that's all I need the rest is history.
And if you look on page 25 in the Nefesh HaRav, when I grew up in Rabbi Berzon Shul, the late Rabbi Berzon, they used to blow in the Silas Shmon Esrei. A lot of things he used to ask Rav Soloveitchik, what he should be knowing in the Shul. So I think he might have asked him on this thing, and they blew in the Silas Shmon Esrei. And he asked him also about Hallel on the first night of Pesach. And they say Hallel there in that shul with a bracha the first night of Pesach. Even though Nusach Ashkenaz really is not supposed to say Hallel. But it became influenced by other, my father told me growing up, my father went to a shul that the name of the shul was Chevra Tehillim Nusach Ashkenaz. That was the name of the shul. Chevra Tehillim Nusach Ashkenaz. So he said he never heard of anyone saying Hallel, the night of Nusach Ashkenaz. But today everything got, the Hasidim got influenced, the different Gra people, different things got influenced. And okay, I don't know if it's necessarily bad, but I'm just saying I guess some sociologist could write a doctorate on how the different things evolved. So one of the things I remember growing up as a kid, and I never liked it, because I was never up to the time that they would, I was never at the end of the bracha when they were blowing, so it was always getting very, frustrating. But that's what they used to do. So now we have an understanding, and so Rav Shechter quotes over here, Chodom et kiyas haya Rabbeinu Machriz, the Rav used to announce, Hech yisizku be'emtzat tefila shebalachas, that they would blow in the silent Shema Esrei after the brachos of Malchus Zechronos to Shofars, v'shehu yispalot tfiloso b'kol k'tzas, that the Rav said he'll daven his silent Shema Esrei a little bit loud so people will know where he's up to, so this way they could keep pace with him. V'sheyuchlu ha'olam l'spal itov yigmur kulam es ha'brachos Malchus Zechronos b'yachad. And then he says about how the Rav always used to daven a little bit loud, the Silas Shmon Esrei. That's why when he would daven the Silas Shmon Esrei, people would think he's doing the Hoicha Kedusha. But he was just saying his Silas Shmon Esrei. Okay. So it's interesting that the Rav used to do that. And he quotes here on page 26 that Rav Chaim used to do that. In his private minyan. There was in the big shul in Brisk, they didn't blow in the silent. But in his Reb Chaim's private little minyan, wherever that was, he did. Chayn nog rabbeinu bebeis midrash shalom, chayn yatz lerabbanim. Kichil kanal. But I don't know. As I said, I grew up in the shul that used to do it. But again, it was always very frustrating. But now with this Rashi, if you have this Rashi in Knaf Renana, it's something to see. Till now, you would think, okay, it's only the Mekubalim, the Arizal, and the Aruch, you know. But with this beer and Rashi, it makes it something very significant. We're not here to change Minhagim. Wherever you go, you'll follow whatever minhag, you know. It's not like your choice, but you know, you're not going to complain. I mean, in other words, you don't complain. Wherever you go, and that's what they do, and that's fine. You know, but this gives you an interesting idea. One more thing before we finish up, I always like to say over the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor, page 12, has a totally different shot. What does it mean, Tkiyas de Miyushav and Tkiyas de Mu'umah? So we normally think Tkiyas de Miyushav are the 30 before Musaf, and Tkiyas de Mu'umah are the 30 during Musaf. Whether it means the Silas Shmon Esrei, the Chazar Sashatz. So the Baal HaMor says nothing to him. He says there's no inyan to blow shofar, Medina de Gemara, before Musaf. The 30 things we do, those 30 Tkiyas beforehand, that was a later innovation. What was that later innovation all about? So take a look. Let's climb the line here. 1 second. Take a look here. Page 10, to the bottom. Says the Baal HaMor. Mashanogu uskoa, kol hatkiyas, kishehen yoshvim uvarchim aleim virkas hatkiya nirali ki lo hayokein bimei raboseinu chachmei ha-Talmud, ela minogu shehizkinu doros achronim mishum cholim umishum anusim, tekadmi v'nafkim beis ha-Knesses. The reason why you blow Shmones, the shofar, before Musaf was for the sickly and elderly that couldn't stay in shul the whole time. So they instituted 30 kolos before Musaf. And then they'll go home. And we kept it. But didn't exist Bizman HaTalmud. And that's not Tkiyas de Miyushav. The Gemara speaks about Tkiyas de Miyushav, Tkiyas de Mu'umah. They're not talking about this Tkiyas, says the Baal HaMor. Because these Tkiyas were post-Talmudic. They only existed in the time after the Gemara, and it was instituted for the Cholim and the Zakenim. So what's Miyushav? So says the Baal HaMor. Now Tkiyas on the third, fourth, fifth line. Eilat Kishim Yushav here. Hafil b'tzibur nagu ha'am l'achar l'afushe krovus b'sidur diyom l'fichek dimu b'shvilam eilat Kishim in higul v'arach aleim birkas atkiyah v'be'a kotzer. And they made a bracha. That's what Rav Shacht always likes to quote this Baal HaMor. They institute a bracha. Shekhar Shonu b'tzosav tivanu l'shmol kol shofar. That bracha never existed b'zman Chazal. Because it was in the middle of Shmon Esrei. They're not going to make a bracha in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Birkas HaMitzvah. So they never made a bracha. It's only when they instituted this later Takon. Rav Shechter says a little bit differently that since it's you do the mitzvah in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you know, there's a klal, ein mevarchim bracha al ha-bracha. That's a, you don't make a bracha, Shechter Shonu b'tzosav tzivanu al Birkas HaMozo. Because Birkas HaMozo itself is a bracha. Even though it's a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is a bracha, you don't make a bracha on a bracha. That's a big yisod. So Rav Shechter said from other achronim that not only you don't make a bracha on a bracha, but if you do a mitzvah in the middle of brachas, you also don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. So here we're doing the mitzvah in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you're not. So you don't make a bracha. It's only once they institute it for the cholim and the zkenim, so then what? So then they instituted to a bracha as well. So on page 12, the Baal HaMor goes ahead and explains. So what's Kiyas de Miyushuv? Second arrow, right bottom on page 12. Hat Kiyas Shetokul Shem Yoshrim Eilo Hat Kiyas Shetokim B'Seder Brachas V'Tfila Shlich Tzibur. Avo B'Shem U'umad L'Shlich Tzibur Eino L'Sharam Eilo Miyushuv. He says Kiyas de Miyushuv is the Kiyas of the Chazaras HaShatz. Why is it called Miyushuv? Because everyone was sitting during Chazaras HaShatz. Not like today, people stand during Chazaras HaShatz. Baal HaMor never heard of that. Chazaras HaShatz, the Shliach Tzibur would stand, everyone else would sit. So that's called Kiyas de Miyushuv. Again, the first 30, that's not even Kiyas de Miyushuv. That was a later takana for the Cholim. Okay? And what's Kiyas de Mu'umad? So Kiyas de Mu'umad says the Baal HaMor is not what we think. Again, there are Rishonim that says that hold what we think. That Kiyas de Miyushuv are the 30 before Shmon Esrei, and the Mu'umad are the ones in the Shmon Esrei. But the Baal HaMor said, no, the ones, the 30 before, that's not even Miyushuv. And the Kiyas de Miyushuv are the ones in Chazaras HaShatz, where the Tzibur is sitting. And Mu'umad means what? Kiyas de Mu'umad ha'isa minig b'yodim sheyutokim osok sheyotzim mi'beis ha'knesses. You know, like everyone, at the end of davening, everyone's standing up or about to leave with their coats on, and then they would blow shofar. You know, and everyone was standing up with their talis is already folded, and they're already, you know, edging to leave. You know, it's probably a long davening already. And then they used to have a minute to blow shofar at the end of the... So that was stam adin, just larbe v'sasotin. They would do it at the end of davening, and that's the key to the movement. Okay. Just to close with two things. There's a discussion that many have. What's the connection? The Aruch says we blow 100 because Chazal have a tradition that Sisera's mother wept 100 tears when she heard that her son Sisera didn't come home from the war. And the question is, what's the connection? What does that have to do with Rosh Hashanah? So the Sefer Tiferes Elimelech says a pshat. Rabbi Ganach once told us a similar pshat from Rav El Yisvei, a similar pshat. But in the Sefer Tiferes Elimelech says something along the lines that you know, Sisera's mother had false illusions about her son. He thought her son was invincible. He was like a mini god. He could never... You know, he always would win the wars, like, and that's what she was expecting. You know, why is he late? He's probably gathering up the booty. And then all of a sudden, she comes to the realization that he's dead. And all her thoughts were false illusions that he's a god. He was a good warrior, but he wasn't a god. So all her thoughts, her false ideas become shattered now. And because now she sees Emes. And the same thing in life. You know, Rosh Hashanah is the time we think Kochi Votzim Yadi, we think we're powerful, we're the ones who are, but in the end, in Rosh Hashanah, we have to be Makir Emes, that's all Yad Hashem. As good as we are, and as talented as we are, but if without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're nothing. Im Hashem lo yivna bayis, shav amlu bol novbo. If Hashem doesn't give you siyata d'shmaya, you're not going to get anything. You're not going to get anywhere. You can build. You can do. You need siyata d'shmaya. We think we're invincible. We think we're great. We are great, but we're human. And whatever misconceptions we had, now it's a time to hear the shofar of Emes, and to understand that everything is from Yad Hashem. And we have to be dovak b'Hashem and mispal to Hashem, because whatever we can do, it's only toloi in Hashem yivne bayis. We build, we do things, but Hashem doesn't go along with us. Shav amlu bon avbo, the pasuk says in Tehillim, that whatever effort we put into building, it's all shav, because Hashem didn't give his stamp of approval. Okay, Rabosai, this is the last shiur together in Tavshin Samaches. Next time we'll have a shiur. It'll be ready to be Tavshin Samach Tes Haba Aleinu Latova. And I want to give everyone a bracha that this year you should have a lot of good health. Because without good health, you can't do anything. You should all have a lot of good health, you and all your family, and Klal Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all siyata d'shmaya. So whatever goals we want to achieve in life, and everyone has different goals, and everyone's in different stages in their lives of what they want to achieve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give siyata d'shmaya. If it's the right time to achieve that goal, then we should get the proper siyata d'shmaya to achieve the goal in the proper way, and with the proper siyata d'shmaya and the proper hatzlocha. So Be'ez Hashem, I wish you all and all your families and should have a ksiva chasima tova, a good gemen shiur. We should be zocha together to learn a lot of Torah together this year, b'siyata d'shmaya, to be matzliach in our learning with good health, prosperity, ksiva tova, lanu ulechol beis Yisrael. Thank you.